Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. This broadcast comes to you from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. This is Bishop Patterson inviting you to listen weekly at this radio station at the same time for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're invited to listen and follow the truth that you hear by repenting of your sins, being baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and get a promise to receive the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God will give you utterance. This is the church that is called by God's name, and this is the church of His faith. So we invite you to come and visit the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ in your area. You may write to me at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. Again, you are tuned to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith.
This opportunity, my God, to give you the praise and the thanks for whatever it is, my God, in our life at this time, because we know, my God, that all things work together for the good. So we take this opportunity, oh Heavenly Father, my God, to tell you why we're in the battle for the Lord. That we're going to stay here till we die. My God, we thank you that your word is true. My God, and you are sent by a merchant. My God, to know to get us out of the pit. We thank your Heavenly Father My God, that Daniel wasn't disturbed, my God, even in the den of the lion. We thank your heavenly Father that your power, my God, kept the mouth of the lion closed. My God, we thank you. My God, even though Jonah was cast in the valley of hell, he wasn't forsaken. My God, when he remembered you, my God, you came by. Cut him out. My God, this is the same God we pray today. We know that you're able. My God, we're in this battle for you. We know you won't forsake. Come by, oh Heavenly Father. Right now, touch the head of his body. Let him know, Heavenly Father, you're with him. Bless his holy feet. Bless his holy hands. My God, and while you're passing by, bless us, these members in particular. My God, it's been a fight, but thou, God, are able. My God, we're calling on you now. Jesus, Jesus, come by this coat. Jesus, come by this faith. We know you're going to lift us up. Lift us, Lord. Lift us, Lord. We won't forget to praise you. We won't forget to thank you. My God, we thank your heavenly Father that your word is true. My God, we know. My God, we're dependent on you now. We're dependent on you. We're dependent on you. My God, no other help. No other help, we know. My God, come by and deliver us. Come by, Lord, now. Come by, Lord, right now. It's a good time. Get us out of the pit. Get us out of the valley of despair. My Lord, we're waiting now. We're waiting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Our bishop, Bishop Anthony J. Pelson. Next big father, Bishop Anthony J. Pelson, he, him.
That's why I'm praying. That's why I'm waiting. Lord, but I'm pressing on and on. Cast up, but I'm not forgotten. Thank God, I pray that you would deliver.
battlefield. But they said, be of good courage. They said, be strong. They said, be diligent. That's why I'm praying. That's why I'm waiting. I'm scarred. You see, I've got wounded, but not forsaken. Cast down, fell in a pit. Down here bleeding, but the Lord knows. He's going to have to send by somebody to help me and build me up, only to go back to the battlefield and fight some more. He told me to fight the good fight of faith. Because if you keep losing your faith, that's why it's the fight to hold on to it. Because you get weak and you go away from it, you got to fight to come back to it. And it's the scars, you see, that have you ever believed that the Lord would deliver you? Is your heart cut? Is your spirit just cut asunder? Do you have any scars that you've been fighting a good fight? Sometimes your heart don't feel good. Sometimes your spirit is low. You find yourself in a pit. But you know by faith, the Lord hasn't forgotten you. That's why you're down there praying. That's why you're down there waiting. God. And you keep on moving. Bleeding. People walk by and see you and say, don't you see you're bleeding? Yes. But when it heals, I'll have a scar to tell you I can remember when the Lord delivered me. Because I waited on him. I got wounded, but I was not forsaken. Got kind of low, but the Lord didn't forget me. He remembered me and came by and delivered me. Because I was praying and waiting. Because someone told me, in my time of trouble, be strong. They say, be diligent. And they say, go forward. Don't go back. Go forward. The battle is in front of you. Go forward. All the things that are behind you won. When I come out of this pit, I'm going forward. That's why I'm praying, you see. That's why I'm waiting. Scars. This the church. This is the church. I'm in a fight. And I'm not going to fight fair. If you got your eyes open and I can get my hand to some dirt, I'm throwing. I am fighting to keep my faith. I'm fighting to keep my belief that God can. Because when I look at the situation with my eyes, I see nothing. I don't see nothing. So I'm fighting now to keep my faith. Because when I get to the end, I want somebody to be able to say of me like they said about Nehemiah. He fought and he kept. So I'm fighting right now to keep believing that the Lord will. Because the devil want me to look at the situation to see death, 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 death. But I've got to get in my faith. And you see, it's a fight. It's not easy. It is a fight to hold on to faith, to keep saying the Lord will. And tomorrow is coming and it's not done. You got to keep on saying, I know the Lord will. Tomorrow, next day comes. Nothing. You got to keep fighting to keep the belief that the Lord will. They said, be strong. They said, be diligent. And then they said, go forward. I'm moving, though I'm cast down. That's why I'm praying. That's why I'm waiting. Even though I'm scarred right now. Wounded. Let me be like one of the men in the times of old that I didn't have enough strength to move. You all picked me up and took me to the deliverer. Somebody picked up my bed and lowered me down where the power was. Say, here is one. We're going to lower them. Take off the roof and lower them down to where healing is going on. Somebody's waiting on the Lord. They're scarred right now, but they pressed on because they said, I want to go wounded. Somebody here can point to a scar where they say, now that's when I had faith. Somebody got a scar that they can look at and say, that's when I can remember when I waited on the Lord and he delivered me. But I had to fight to hold on to my faith because the devil wanted to take away what I believed. And I had to keep fighting because I wanted to get to the end and say, I fought a good fight. And I kept. Wouldn't let go of faith. And get the testimony that these all died in faith. Not yet receiving the promise, but they died believing God. Somebody can go back in their mind when their heart was cut. Felt like there was nobody in the world that loved them. Somebody here can go back to a time that the Lord seemed like he didn't know you. Somebody can go back in time when they couldn't see for years, days, months,
no deliverance whatsoever. Somebody can go back to a time and point to a scar, whether it's in the flesh or in the spirit, in your soul, that is the time you remember that you kept the faith. And deliverance finally came. It came. If you haven't stayed in the battle long enough, you're going to find yourself wounded and needing somebody to pray. This is the church. Praying, waiting. God knows. Got scarred. But you know, I think now of how the Lord, when he came up out of the ground, and there is one that didn't believe, but the Lord could point to his scars. Put him in your hand. He kept the faith and believed that the Lord would bring him up out of the ground. Fight, because you can't see, and you have to believe anyway. You have to keep fighting, even though you can't see. You have to keep on fighting, knowing that the light of the world is ahead of you. And you have to keep believing. At all. They said, be strong. And even though you're bleeding, you got to keep on believing that the Lord's going to send by a deliverer. And here, you cut deep, shot, arrow pierced, and you're in a pit. You were walking, even though you were shot, and fell in a hole. And you wonder, will somebody come by and hear you moaning? Will somebody come by and hear you groaning? And at the moment you see no help. And then the Lord delivered. but you were in the pit 3 days. Passed out, didn't know whether you were living or dead, but you opened your eyes. And you realize you look down, there's a bandage. Here's a scar over here where you got shot. Here's a scar over here where you got pierced. Here's a scar over here where you fell in the pit, you hit your head up against a brick. But you got up, and they say, go forward. And someone see you. Say, what happened to the mark on your head? Say, well, I fell in the pit. But the Lord delivered. Now we have a testimony. Herein lies the fight. Because while you're in the pit 3 days, you're still believing that you're going to be delivered. Every moment finds you still believing that you're going to be delivered. And the devil comes and says, you're going to die. The devil comes and tell you there's no water here. The devil comes and tell you there's no food here. And you're still in a pit. But you keep believing that I know the Lord is able to send by bird. Someone here knows what I'm talking about. Somebody. Is still praying. Somebody's still waiting. Down their scars, but still believing. Keep on believing. Thank God. Thank God. But they said, be strong. And I guess you have to say, all right, because the Bible says, let the weak say. So while I'm in the pit, I'm still going to believe I'm strong. Though I'm weak, though I'm wounded, I'm still going to fight to keep my faith. I'm going to fight to keep my faith. I'm going to fight to keep my faith. Now, my faith has to save me. So I'm going to have faith that God will save me. And the devil come and said, you's a liar. That's when I got to fight to keep believing that the Lord will. Someone knows my fight. When the thought comes, you're going to die. Thought come, you're not going to be delivered. Thought come, you a fool. Thought come, you see he hadn't done it. You see you're not delivered. It's been going on for a year. Nothing has happened. You don't see nothing changing. Give up. I got to fight. I got to keep fighting to keep my faith that the Lord will. Because when it's over, someone will be able to testify of me as they testified of Nehemiah. He kept the faith. And you know what he fought? A good fight. Now you hear me. This is a good fight you're fighting. That's why them who have overcome are saying to you, be strong. They're saying to you, be diligent. Even though while you're in a pit, be diligent, calling on Jesus. See, when you're calling on him, you don't need his title. All you need is his name. But see, when you're baptized, you need his titles so you'll know who disciple you belong to. So when you go down in water, you say, I'm going down in the name of the Lord Jesus, or I'm going down in the name of Jesus Christ. So when you come up here, that's the Lord Jesus disciple. But see, once you've done that, the only one that can answer and deliver you is the one that came up out of the ground, so he know himself is Jesus. If you call God Jesus, he ain't got no power now. So when you call on Jesus now, in an instant, he is the only one can answer. There's no other name given whereby we must be saved other than the name. So while they're saying down there, be diligent. You're bleeding. Jesus. 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus! I know you can! I know you will! I know you see! I know you hear me! Jesus! Jesus! Just press. Just press on. Just press on. Just press on. Keep fighting. Keep believing. Keep on fighting. Keep on fighting. Keep on fighting. To hold to your faith. Hold to your faith. Hold to your faith. Hold to your faith. Yes, he will. 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 Joy is coming. Joy is coming. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Ask him. Ask him in faith and don't waver. Fight the good fight of faith, believing. Fight when you can't see it. Jesus. 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 You look around, here come a rope coming down. Say, I heard you moaning. I heard you calling on a name. As I was walking by, I heard somebody moaning. I heard somebody groaning. I heard a light faint voice just calling out. Jesus. And you got enough strength to grab hold and hold on. And you're being lifted. Lifted out of the pit. And you get a drink of water. And you get renewed. Somebody can point to a scar. Say, this is when I waited on the Lord. This is when I called on his name. That's why he told Thomas, blessed are those that believe, have not seen his scars. They got their own. Got their own and can point and say, you know, that's when I cried out to the Lord. See, that's when I was knocking at death's door and I had to let patience have a perfect word. I got scarred, but I had to press on. Because they said to me, go forward. Because they knew if I turned back, I wasn't fit. So they said, go forward. But while I was in the pit, they told me to be strong. While I was yet down there, they said, be diligent. Calling on Jesus. Calling on Jesus. I mean, open your eyes, don't see nothing. But be like the prophet said, go back. Go back. Turn toward the sea. Go back and look. Hadn't rained now for 3 years. Heaven was shut up, but the man said, go back. Look out there again. Done gone 6 times, saw nothing. But he said, go back again. Just be diligent. Be diligent. Say, I don't see nothing. Be diligent. Go. Go. Keep going. Keep going. And one time, here's a small cloud looking like a man's hand. Been down there for a long time. But here comes the hand of deliverance. It comes a hand to bring peace. Bring your little joy. You sung the song, blessedness. And Jesus, come on by here. Lord, when you come, bring some blessings. Bring some joy and happiness. My Lord, I've been diligent. And now that I got strength, now they said, go for it. My brethren, my sisters, to the dear people in Christ. You might be wounded. But while you're dying, be diligent. Jesus. Jesus. While death is raining in your members, Jesus. Because you will get a better resurrection. If you just be diligent while you're knocking at death's door. Jesus. Gain a testimony that I died in faith, fighting a good fight. When the devil tried to get me to give up and said I wouldn't be delivered, my last breath, Jesus. As long as I have breath, they'll bury me with a scar. Die. Waiting on the Lord. Stand on the cliff with Abraham, Noah. You see, these all died in faith. Not yet receiving the promise, but every breath, if I can utter, just, this is the glorious gospel that has to be preached to build you up in faith. So when it gets low, you can start fighting a good fight. Say, the man of God said, be strong. He said, be diligent. My God, he said, go forward. Why are you yet calling on him? Why are you yet searching under the bed, under the doorpost? But somebody told me to be diligent. And I called on Jesus. My God, and he delivered me. My last breath. If I can't utter but one word. Just one word. I go out speaking the name Jesus. They'll find this body, my last syllable. This is the fight. To hold to your faith. That you won't be moved. As long as I have breath. My brethren, count it.
In the
count it all joy. When you fall.
Chapter 1 and verse 2.
Into divers temptation.
Knowing this.
Know this.
That the trying of your faith,
that this trial that your faith is on,
worketh patience.
Working patience. Be diligent. Be diligent.
But let patience have a perfect work.
Let patience have a perfect work.
That you may be perfect.
That you may be perfect.
And entire wanting.
And entire wanting.
Nothing.
Jesus.
If any man lack wisdom.
If you lack wisdom, ask God.
Let him ask of God. That giveth to all men liberally.
If you want something from God, ask him.
That giveth to all men liberally.
And he will give it to you freely.
And upbraideth not.
It shall be given.
And it shall be given him.
It shall be given to you. But he said,
but let him ask in faith.
He said, do this. He said, do this. If you're gonna ask something of me,
but let him ask.
Don't come and say when you're gonna give it. Don't say it hadn't come. He said, ask me in
faith.
Faith.
Nothing wavering.
Don't waver.
But
he said, ask me. Ask me believing.
But let him ask in faith.
Ask me believing. Wavering.
For he that wavereth.
But if you waver.
Is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord.
Soon as you ask him, the fight. And the devil says, you're not going to get it. See, it hadn't come. This is when you got to fight. This is the moment that you have to keep fighting to come back and say, I gave that to God. I'm going to fight this fight of faith and keep believing that he will. No matter what comes, what flies by, what loud boom happens, I'm going to keep believing that he will. Ask him, he said, in faith.
Well,
not seeing it,
faith.
Hoping for it, but can't see it.
Nothing wavering.
A double-minded man.
Is unstable. All his ways.
So herein lies your fight. It is a fight to keep believing God. Herein lies the fight. I believe. I trust God. So whatever comes, praise him for it. But I'm still waiting on what I ask him in belief. Still waiting on the thing I ask him to do for me. And tomorrow comes, maybe I will be able to sing, this is going to be a great day. Great, great day. Because the Lord delivered me, I ask him, and I believe for 30 years. And today is a great day. I keep the faith that the Lord will. The Bible says, and others had hard trials. I'm with them. There are some that had it worse than me. Others had hard trials of cruel mockery, scornings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were torn asunder. They were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. But yet they were among them. The world wasn't worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Others, and these all, having obtained a good report, through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Some others had it better. But thank God, fighting the same fight that they fought. And I find that I'm fighting a good fight of faith. Be strong. Be diligent. Go. Looking back, look back to see what the Lord has done. Said in the Timothy, 1 Timothy.
Chapter 6 and verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith.
Fight the good fight of faith.
Lay hold on eternal life.
To lay hold. Grab hold.
Whereunto thou.
To eternal life.
Whereunto thou art also called.
You've been called to a good profession.
And has professed a good profession.
Fight now.
Before many witnesses.
So at the end of your journey, you will have a testimony. The man of God said in his closing, he said, I fought. It's over now. It's over now. I fought a good fight. And in my fight, I kept, wouldn't let go of my faith.
I have fought a good fight.
I fought a good fight.
I have finished my course.
I have finished my course.
I have kept the faith.
I have.
Henceforth,
I can testify of it today.
I am still believing.
I have.
I fought a good fight.
I have finished my course.
I finished.
I have kept the faith.
I have kept the faith.
Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day.
Not only me.
And not to me
not
only.
Just to me only.
But unto all them.
Look.
Also that love his appearance.
All of them that's going to hold to their faith.
Do thy diligence to come shortly.
Be diligent.
Unto me.
But I'm not forgotten. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us where everyone will be uplifted, young and old. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org.